Well, hello, audio boomers. It's Paul Hopkins, VR Podcasting. It's October Day 8. Music that grew on you from artists, albums, songs, etc. Here are some of mine.
We were both young when I first saw you. I close my eyes and the flashback starts. I'm standing there on a balcony in summer air. See the lights, see the party, the ball gowns. See you make your way through the crowd and say hello. Little did I know that you were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said stay away from Juliet, and I was crying on the staircase, begging you please don't go, and I said Romeo, take me.
So a couple songs here taken from Taylor Swift's album Fearless. This first one is Love Story, and we've got another one coming up in a minute. So, you know, the thing is with Taylor Swift, I bought this, one of the last CDs I ever bought, and this is it. I like that first song, that Love Story, and then this one is called 15, and I think to myself, it's just vacuous rubbish, isn't it? But it actually isn't. You know, she's written some really good stuff here. You know, you think, I thought it's a lovely little innocent album. But she's, whoever, maybe she. I think she writes her own songs, isn't she? So that kind of was the reason that it grew on me. I already liked that song, and I think it's a cover of someone else's song, isn't it? The Love Story one. But this song, it's good. Very wise song.
Wink at you and say, you know I haven't seen you.
Taken from Alanis Morissette's album, supposed former infatuation junkie. Didn't actually even like the album that much, you know, but I love this song, absolutely love this song. And it was a case with some of her songs. I've got to include her as an artist because, you know, there were so many of her albums that I wouldn't be sure about, and so many songs I wouldn't be sure about, but somehow she would just come out with gems like this that I would absolutely love. And as I said, this is by far my favourite Alanis Morissette song. And actually one of my favourite songs of all time, but it grew on me. It grew on me, as did this song.
In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across.
Oh yes, I'm on the groove with this song. Absolutely love it now, but I was not sure about it when it first came out. Oh my goodness. Swedish Mafia with the song.
don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now.
Definitely that bit that's got the kick there and the sort of the hook, as they would call it. This is it, and then don't you worry, child. I don't normally like the compressed thing going on, but you know what? This album song just has it all. I don't know, it's just incredible. And I've got covers of this song that I'm going to show you when we get to the covers of music, because I've got quite a few things I want to show you there. But yeah, Swedish Mafia, Don't You Worry, Child. Yeah! Now, I have not listened to much of Katy Perry's music. I'm not really sure I'd really know much about what she did, but this song, because it was on Now 88, I think, and I was kind of going through this this one, or the whole disc at work, going, oh, I like this song, I like this song, but I know I'm not going to like all of it, and I liked the whole disc of songs, which is about 30 songs on that first CD of Now 88. And then we whiz back with John Farnham in the 80s. With this awesome song, You're the Voice. Okay, so this is a song again that grew on me, and why on earth I didn't like this in the first place, a lot of you will be saying. I think it was that all that going on in the beginning just seems to put me off, and then I just lost it. I just thought, well, and I never noticed what a great voice he's got and how great the lyrics are. So this is going to be the last song, but I'm sort of talking over it a little bit just to kind of put some final sort of words in terms of me and the way I work with songs. Mostly, to be honest, songs don't grow on me. I either like them or I don't. But I've tried to include songs where I've kind of missed a trick, you know. I judge them because I can judge songs too quickly. Don't like that, don't like that. And I would stand in record shops doing that, you know. Hopefully you'll get to hear some songs of mine where I'll show you some of my jazz stuff that I like and that. But with I'd sit in this or stand in these record companies and they'd show record companies, record shops, and they'd be showing me these songs and I'd be going, no. And then they go, yeah, but listen. So, you know, people have tried to teach me to listen to music, and that's one of the things I discovered. Two ears and one mouth, you know, listen twice as much as you speak. You would never think that for me, would you? But I do try to do that. And this song is just beautifully crafted. Here we come with some bagpipes, I think. Are we going to have some bagpipes?
Thank you.
And then when the chords go, you know, sort of do, just, oh, and his voice. I mean, yeah, you could call it The Voice, couldn't you? So the voice is right, the lyrics are right. You know, they're like protest lyrics, aren't they? You've got the hook here coming up with You're the Voice. 2, 3, go. You're the voice, try and understand it. Make the noise and make it clear. Oh, oh. We're not gonna sit in silence. We're not gonna live with fear. Oh, such a very strong song, and I have no clue whatsoever why I didn't like it at first. You know, you've got the guitar solos right, the whole production of it, the reverb. Yes, lots of reverb in 80s songs, really, one way or the other. But that bass drum, that, you know, constant boom, boom. I mean, it's just everything about the song is amazing. Everything about the other songs that I listened to were amazing, which is why I'm surprised I missed them in the first place. But there you go. I'll speak to you soon. And thanks for listening to me, Paul Hopkins, on VR Podcasting, on Audio Boom. I'll see you tomorrow with Octava, day 9. Bye for now.